Started. Lord, we thank you for this trial that you've got us in. And you know, Lord, it's actually pretty neat the way you're doing this, because it shows us that our lifestyle being changed just a little bit is a test. And Father, we just praise you for that. We thank you for it, Lord. I just ask, Lord, that you be with us tonight. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, because not being filled with the Holy Spirit leaves out the joy, leaves out the power, leaves out the love and all the things that go with it. Father, I ask that you fill us all up tonight with your Spirit of God. Fill us up to overflowing, that there's nothing left but you, Lord, that Michael's gone and everybody else is gone and there ain't nothing left but Jesus. Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. We know that you're putting us into that likeness of Jesus. We want it to hurry up. So we just put our flesh on the altar, Lord, and allow you to snuff it out. And we praise you, Father, that that's what you're doing, that we're walking that life of holiness and perfection in you, Lord. And we praise you for all that you're going to do tonight, all that you're going to do tonight, Lord, because we know before we ever start, that you're going to be the one leading and guiding us every step of the way. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And right now, I come against any kind of hindering spirit that would try to hinder our meeting tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that all communications are going to go through your Holy Spirit where there's not any interruption in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it. Amen and amen. Well, okay. Who's got a prayer request? Yeah, Leon.
Hey, I got some friends, Mike and Regina, that live in Mexico. and they have intermittent internet and phone service. And I prayed for them yesterday that it would be healed and so forth and so on. But I was thinking maybe you could pray and everybody could agree that that's what happens. And I believe it's going to happen. And
you say intermittent phone service?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They're around Puerto Vallarta and they're back in the woods, you know, and it's intermittent and they're building a house, further into the woods, so it's going to be even worse then. But for now, at least she can hear the broadcast. I gave her the YouTube channel yesterday or a couple days ago, and she's eating that all up. And so I've been sending her the studies, just a couple of them so far. You know, I've been sending to, and they play about half of them and go off, so she can't get the full study.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, Father, we lift up this couple to you. We thank you, Father, that you can make anything happen.
Yes, God.
And even in this remote area in Mexico, Lord, you can make phone service not interrupt while they're downloading Bible studies and things of you, Lord, and when they have to communicate with somebody. And Father, we thank you that they do have a straight line to the cell tower of God. And yes, we praise you for it, Father. I know that in the past we've seen people that their CD player was off and the CD was out of it, but the teachings of David were still going out. And we thank you, Father, that you could do the same thing for them. You could get those studies out there to them in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it, Father. The name of Jesus. We believe, Lord, that that's what's happening. And we give you all the glory for what you're doing in their life right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord, that you're doing this.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So, thank Jesus. He's the one doing it. We send these angels out there right now to establish communications for them. Amen. All right. Anyone else?
I would like to ask for protection over my husband and I, because, well, we've been doing spiritual battle, spiritual warfare, and here in Brazil, there's a lot of witchcraft, you know, and so they send spells out to people who are real Christians who are doing battle. And also we've been praying for a few situations in which Satan really comes at us. So protection over my husband and I, over our dreams, over our health and all of that, because of the spiritual battle that we're in.
Okay, we can do it. We cast down right now all witchcraft curses and spells, and we bind them up and send them right back where they came from. We thank you, Father, that right now you have established a spiritual wall around their house, around them, and around everybody that comes and visits in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you that that is a house of safety, because you're established there, the Holy Spirit is there, and we just praise you, Father, for the work that you're doing in Erin and her husband. And we thank you, Lord, that that's going to be a house of refuge, that people can come and feel the joy and the peace and the love of God in that house as they establish that in that house through their prayers and their praises to you, Lord. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. That every demon that comes around there every person that has demons around it, before they can come in, they have to check the demons at the property line. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that there are no curses that can come through to that house right now. And we also pray against any kind of demons trying to interrupt their dream life. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that their dreams are from you, from now on. And Lord, we just ask that you place it in their heart to pray every night to keep those dreams in heaven and not from Satan. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for your protection, safety, joy, love, and happiness in that house, because they love you, Lord. And when they love you, that's where the happiness is. And Father, we just praise you and we give you glory for what you're doing in that household down there in Brazil, where all that junk is, Father, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you did to all of your chosen down there in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
It's done, girl. Everybody believe that?
Amen. I believe.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. You. Amen. All right.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for coming tonight. How are you, Dave? Go ahead.
One of the things I did, I was on this website a while back called Demon Busters, and they made a suggestion that you type up this little saying and hang and put it by all your doorways or anything by your windows and pray it, but all that enter this house are covered by the blood of Jesus.
Mm.
Or either that or just say, angels, we thank you that this house is covered by the blood of Jesus and you can't come in. Amen.
Yeah.
Either way, fine.
Make that
proper. We've been breaking curses, but that's a great idea. We've been breaking curses, anointing oil, and doing that. The thing is that we're dealing with actual Satanists who do like blood sacrifices to the devil. So
we're dealing with the same thing right here.
It's another thing. Another level, another devil.
We'll stop it right there with the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Yeah. We do. Amen. Thank you, Lord. How many of you know we fight our battles with the spiritual sword, and the devil has no chance against it. He has no chance against it. None. Zilch. Nada. He ain't got no chance against it, as we used to say in Arkansas. That devil is defeated. Praise God. All right. Anyone else? I think I saw... Marilyn, that's who I saw. Go ahead, Marilyn.
I got a prayer request, but I wanted to ask Erin something first. Erin, I've been praying against the Santa Muerte spirit every day. And the, well, and when I'm praying for the body every day, I'm asking the Lord and commanding the angels to cast down all the assignments against our lives, mm-hmm. spirit, soul, and body, and coming against all the retaliatory spirits. Mm-hmm. And witchcraft really covers everything because it's all rebellion against God. But I was just wondering, is that the Santa Muerte spirit that you're fighting against there?
Santa Muerte is, and I think it's in Mexico and Central America. In South mm-hmm. America, actually, it's against the law for us to say anything against anybody's religion. So I can't name the religion because I know this okay. is being recorded because it's against the law to say anything, but I can talk about the fact that it's an official religion here. And there are actual like fallen angels that are in it. And there is a spirit of death there. In January, okay. we were fighting against a fallen angel. And I heard in my ear when we were, casting this one out that it was actually a fallen angel, that it was death, it was going to kill the person that that we were casting that out of. But they're really fallen angels are much stronger than regular demons. They physically can like throw people against the wall and things like that. But yeah, it is a spirit of death, but it's regional of here. They actually have statues and everything which they worship, and but they do blood sacrifices also.
Mm-hmm.
So we were called to live in an area to break the how do you say principados? It's in Portuguese. I'm trying to think in English and Portuguese. Like the thing that's over the street, the exact street that the Lord told us to buy this house on, there's something over it, like a huge host. It's a bigger one, you know? So God tells me to go sometimes to the corner and just worship, because usually that's where they put their seances and witchcraft, is on the corner of the street. Mm-hmm. So we go into the corner and just worship.
Principality,
that's it.
Yeah.
Over the city, there's certain principalities. So,
I always pray for, you know, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially the ones with UBM. And I know that they're ones that we know and we don't know, but I'm really, really glad that you are on tonight and be standing in faith and praying about that.
Yes. Thank you. When we were first married, my husband and I, and in December, it'll be 24 years of marriage. His name is Moisés, which is Moses in Portuguese. And when we were first married, we were in a really bad church that pretended to be a church, but it was actually a cult, and we didn't know it because, you know, it was really eloquent, but it was a cult. The Lord got us out of there, but we never actually joined another official ministry or church. We would visit, and my husband would be called to preach places, and we even did our own home Bible studies at my mother's house because she had a huge apartment, which we did 3 years of home Bible study and evangelize many people that talk to the dead and things like that. But the Lord confirmed to us this month that we are to be with UBM after 19 years of not actually, you know, we were so traumatized from the other place that we wouldn't associate ourselves with anyone. But the Lord confirmed clearly that we are to be with Pastor David Eales.
Tell them who your mother is.
Oh, my mother is Kathleen. And my husband is called to be a pastor. So he is a physicist, physics teacher, but he also teaches the Word of God in home Bible studies at people's homes.
Awesome. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, My prayer request is we had a young man from our community that passed away, another one, and he just didn't wake up this morning. And he had had he'd been battling brain cancer for, you know, quite a while. I think he'd had 3 surgeries, but this wasn't anything anybody was expecting. He seemed to be doing well. He seemed to have turned to the Lord. I know he was trying to make things right with people that he had wronged. And he has a wife and a baby. And I know his mother had lost another son about 6 or 7 years ago. He was playing Russian roulette while doing coke and drinking and committed suicide. So this is her second son that's gone now. She has one surviving child. Also within the last just several years, her mom, who we're in a small town and know everybody, but her mom was killed in a house fire. Her sister died of cancer and her brother was hit by a car and killed. So this is like the 5th member of this family that's been taken in the last 5 or 6 years. And so there's I just like to pray for the family and especially for the mom of this young man. Father, you see everything. Father, it is such a comfort. It's such a great honor and such a privilege and a blessing to come and to make our prayers and supplications known unto you and to bring them to the throne of all grace and mercy and comfort. And Father, you know every member of this family. Father, you are well aware of everything that's happened. And there's just nothing hidden from you. And Father, I do believe that you do all things well. And you know why you chose to take Josh in his sleep. And Father, I am thankful that he didn't suffer. And I have started praying for Josh when he was about 16 and into drugs and in a really bad place. And Father, I believe that, and I know his grandmother always prayed for him before you took her. And so, Father, I'm believing that Josh is in heaven. And I pray, Father, that you would comfort this family. I pray that in your great mercy, you would give them dreams, visions, revelations, that he is with you.
Yes.
And that they need to get right with you too, so that they can be with you as well. Father, I pray that you draw them all to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Throughout this whole family, Father, the powerful spirit of addiction to alcohol and drugs, we bind that up in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. Spirits of bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness, and criticism, and judgment. We bind these up in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus, religious spirits. And mostly, Father, just like all of us, before we come to you and begin to learn and grow, just the self-idolatry and total being given over to self-will. So, Father, bind these demons up in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus, and especially for his mother. Father, the spirit of depression that has been on her for a long time, and the spirit of grief, just this incredible spirit of suffering and sorrow, hopelessness, and discouragement. and even just loneliness, Father, because she is not walking with Jesus. So I bind these spirits up in Vanessa as well. And Father, I just pray an outpouring of mercy, an outpouring of grace, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter. And loving Father, draw them all to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. You wonder sometimes how much shaking does it take, but Father, you know. You're very wise. You're very long-suffering. And praying, Lord, that, we just command them to come in, to turn and come in, that they're just going to line up like a row of ducks and start coming to you through the blood of Jesus, that this whole family is going to turn to you and repent and believe and walk with Jesus and be filled with the light of the love of Jesus. And not only that, Father, have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Father, thank you. And I pray this in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we break the power of Satan over this lady right now to give her clarity of thought. And we praise you for it, Father. We bind up that spirit of depression, oppression, confusion, fear, grief right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. And we pray that the Lord of Harvest would send somebody that they would listen to about the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the saving love that he can give them, and the joy and the happiness that he can give them. And Father, we thank you that it is being done. We declare and decree this family into the kingdom by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ in the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father. We're looking for the good report. I thank you, Father, that you're going to bring them in. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father, that this is the last one in this family to die untimely. And we thank you, Father, for bringing the whole herd of them in. Yes. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Everybody believe that? Yes, amen. I do too. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Ooh, that's a done deal. I know it's a done deal. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The way I would pronounce that, and I hope you don't mind, here, and it looks like a can of dummies, and that's what I would pray against, that can of dummies. In the name of Jesus, down there in Brazil. Praise you, Father, for disrupting and bringing down that principality of the can of dummies down there in Brazil right now. In Jesus' name, we bind him up and send him out of there. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for these people, these poor people down there that have been bound up in that junk. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Y'all believe that?
Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I know that's not how you pronounce it, but that's the way Arkansas people pronounce it. All right, anyone else? Yes, Julie.
I like the way you pronounced it, Michael, and I'm in agreement.
Amen. I can use that also because we can't actually say the name here. So that's okay.
What's a new slang word for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can of dummies. Yep. They're gone in Jesus' name. The whole can of them. I have a prayer request. I have a strong internet connection most of the time, but I'm not on Wi-Fi. I'm plugged in. And I had a brief, I lost you for a second. And I know Barbara got dropped off and came back in. So I want to pray against this
Yes, ma'am.
Heavenly Father, I thank you and praise you for our coming together, all of us. And I know that you want us coming together. And we take authority over this internet weakness in our bandwidth and our connections in Jesus' name. And we command that they be strong and we're not going to have any problems losing bandwidth or weak signals or getting knocked out in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for protecting us and empowering us by your spirit, the anointing, Lord. And you have your way in here tonight, Lord. Fill us all up and lead us.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us pray what you want us praying about, and let us be talking about what you want us talking about, Lord. And we just give you highest praises and thanks, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father, for keeping us all on the Zoom conference call in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Father God, I just pray that this night is important to you and it's important to us, Lord. We do spiritual warfare and we cannot be interrupted and kicked off and cut out and thrown down, Lord God. There's nothing that can do that to us. We are invincible. In the name of Jesus, we are invincible. And there cannot do anything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Lord, for your power upon this group of people here, that we do have an open heaven and the power of God. We're in one accord, and devils are scared to death of this bunch. And we praise you for it, Father. Greg, I like that. That's an awesome thing you just said. That coincidence is a small miracle where God chooses to remain anonymous. That's awesome. I like that. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Greg, go ahead, brother. I got it up.
See that here. No, sorry, Marilyn, when you were praying for your friend, scripture came to mind. I'm just going to refer you to it. It's in Ezekiel chapter 13, 17 to 23. But in verse 19, it talks about peoples, causing people to die who should not die, and causing people to live who should not live as well. It's a whole thing around witchcraft and stuff, and I won't take it apart, but I thought that might be some pertinent declarations in there, particularly for your friend, given what you described.
Okay.
Greg, what was that scripture again?
Sorry, I was about to type it in chat. Ezekiel 13, and I mean, have a look at the whole chapter and context, etc. But 17 through to 23, it's got a whole description of people who are practicing witchcraft in, you know, like this invasive type stuff. You know, verse 20, I'll just read verse 20. Therefore says the Lord God, behold, I'm against your magic bands by which you hunt lives as birds. I will tear them from your arms. I will let the lives you hunt go free, even those lives whom you hunt as birds.
Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Andrew.
I'm back at work now, but there doesn't seem to be too much work. I think the universities, I'm a printer by trade, and the university is doing everything online now. And, a lot of the students are online, so I've already prayed to the Lord for work to come in somehow. And I just, like today, I just finished the last little scrap of work that I had to do. And I'm just asking if everyone would agree with me so that work would come to my workplace so that I can have something to do every second day when I go in. So,
Amen. You pray and we'll believe, brother.
Lord, I just pray, Lord, that again, Lord, I pray that you would bring the work in. We have outside work that used to come in quite a bit. And, we ask, Lord, that we're expecting to have one job, Lord, that that one job would come in so that we can have some work to do. And Lord, make a lot of people who used to go to the university, who were from the university in the past, who used to use our work facilities for printing, Lord, remind them that we're still there so that they can bring their work to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I declare right now, we all declare right now, that when Andrew goes there tomorrow, he's going to have work to do in the printing business. And not only that, he's going to be backlogged in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father, that you're going to keep Andrew going day by day. And he's going to be busy so that he can get through that day real quick. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Because, Lord, he's one of yours, and you know what he needs. And we thank you, Lord, that he's going to have books to print tomorrow. In Jesus' name. Y'all believe that? Lord of God, thank you, Lord, for blessing Andrew and that college. In Jesus' name, for hiring Andrew. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Father. Amen and amen. I believe it. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Rhea.
Just a quick one. There's a man at my work at the mine that is currently part of an investigation of an incident, and he's been stood down. And I believe that some of the management and some of the human resources people involved are acting immorally. And we're praying against him being wrongfully dismissed. He's got a young family, and I believe he's a good worker. I'm not too sure about the incident, what happened. Perhaps there was wrongdoing, but I don't think wrongful dismissal is the way to go. So if you would just agree with me, we'll pray for his name is Robbie, and just that they can follow the disciplinary process, but they must take out the immorality and their own agendas. That they want to prove a point or something where it can wrongfully affect someone in their family. Yeah, so Father, we just bring Robbie to you today, Lord. Robbie and his family. I know he's been off, stood down now for a couple of weeks. Lord, I pray for two things, Father. One, let this be settled very, very quickly, so he's no longer have to wait in anxiety and fear. For him and his family. Secondly, Lord, I bind these evil spirits of immorality and pride and arrogance that is trying to wrongfully dismiss someone for an incident that happened where he was not ultimately in charge. The other person has already been dismissed, Lord, so there's no need to make an example of more people, Father. So I just pray that the disciplinary process would be followed correctly and justly, Lord, and I pray that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we know that you can change people's minds at the flick of your hand or the word that you speak. And Father, we ask that you do this for Robbie, that you change the minds of these men that have come against him in the name of Jesus. And well, Lord, we thank you for showing favor to Robbie. And Lord, we ask and we pray that Robbie understands that this is from God, because he knows he's fixing to be discharged. And Lord, we thank you that when he gets his job back, that he does recognize that it was a God thing. And Lord, we thank you for Robbie's coming into the kingdom in a mighty way because of it and his family. Thank you, Lord, for saving Robbie's job. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I believe it. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay. All right.
Rion, is Robbie a Christian?
No, I don't think so, Ben. I don't know him very, very well, so I've only just dealt with him a couple of times. So I just sent him a bit. Yeah, that's right.
He's chosen. We've already declared it. That boy's coming in. Him and his family. Thank you, Lord. Here comes Tracy. Okay, anyone else? Yeah, Pat.
Yeah, can I just like to pray for Robbie? Father, would you open up his eyes, Lord? Use this time as a drawing time to open up his heart to you, to seek a higher influence in his life, a higher understanding of what's happening in his life. Lord, you are able to make us aware of these things in our life. So I just ask you to have him cast his eyes and his thoughts toward you. Give him time to ponder. But Lord, we also join with Ron to bind those spirits of fear, those spirits of immorality in that leadership there. Lord, I pray that you would expose them, that you would expose their motives before all. Lord, you said that everything will be brought to light in its time. So, Lord, we just ask you that if we ask you to open up and reveal these motivations of these people. We can't hide them from you, certainly, and we thank you for that. Embarrass them, Lord. Let them know that they are seen, that their motives, their thoughts are seen. I don't know how you would do that, Lord, but I certainly know it's not out of your, out of possibility, so I thank you for that. So, Lord, I thank you also for Andrew's environment there, Canada. Lord, I just bind that spirit of fear that is motivating those colleges, the institutions there. Lord, I know it's throughout the country, throughout the world right now, that this fear of this COVID thing and everything has really put undue fear in people, and maybe for your reasons, for good purposes. But Lord, I would ask you to turn that fear away there in Andrew's condition as well, his situation there, and that you would bring forth your light into that truth. Lord, let there be light in those institutions there, in that college, and bring forth logic and thinking, bring bright people to where they can think clearly about things, Lord. Raise up people there, Lord, that will stand against, that will speak against, that will start to question the things that are happening there, Lord. Father, I just thank you for the things you brought upon the world for your good purposes. The crucifixions that are taking place, but Lord, I also pray for light in people's heart and in their eyes, that they can see, that they can search and seek for you for a greater solution to what they have right now, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy upon us. Let your light shine in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, anybody else got a prayer request or a praise report or a testimony or a song? Go ahead, Julie. You got a song?
La 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 la. No. I do have something to share, though. Okay. A few months ago, can't remember exactly when, but Missy and I were on the phone talking, and we were talking about, I don't know, God's creation or something, and we're talking about whether or not walking sticks, the bugs, walking stick bugs, were extinct or not, because she hadn't seen any for a long time, and I can't remember I had ever seen one, or maybe when I was a kid or something, I can't remember. Well, lo and behold, yesterday morning, I'm sitting in my chair, having my time with the Lord, and I look up at my ceiling right up here above the door, my sliding glass door on my patio, and there's something on my ceiling. I'm like, what is that? So I got underneath it, and I'm like, is that a walking stick? So I took my camera on my phone, and I zoomed in, and I took a picture of it, and I sent it to Missy, and showed it to her. And then I think I was asking the Lord if maybe that was a sign to me for something. And, you know, Missy thought, well, maybe it was just a sign that Lord's saying, no, they're not extinct. And then it's still on my ceiling, by the way. It moved. He's a slow walker, but he's above my couch now. And I was asking Lord if this is a sign for me. And what came to me was, if you know what a stick bug looks like, they're like, you know, a stick, right? They're very narrow. And anyhow, what came to me was of a narrow walk, because their bodies are very, very narrow and thin. So that's what came to me, was, you know, a narrow walk. And then I was talking to Marilyn today, I was sharing it with her. And then she also said that what came to her was, and a lot of things about the gospel that have been extinct, so to speak. Like they don't think that God does miracles anymore, that God doesn't do those things, that all passed away with the apostles, that it's not extinct, that we're going to be doing the works of Christ, and our walk is that narrow walk, and God's just going to manifest what he's going to manifest, his glory through us, because we believe. You know, just wanted to share that. That was a kind of neat thing.
That's interesting. Just maybe 2 days ago, David and I were out front, and there was one on my hood of my truck. Yeah.
A walking stick. Ah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. What are you saying to us? I wonder if he's...
I don't know.
Is a walking stick a praying mantis?
No.
Yes, see, no?
They're not.
How come...
What she's got is one that, when it turns dark, it transforms into this predator, and it grows big.
I'm just kidding. Not in my house, brother.
No, it doesn't.
It's a little stick. It looks like a stick, and they do. Yeah. They are like camouflage. They hide on things.
What do they eat?
And we're hidden, I guess, I don't know for sure. I don't know what I'm going to feed it. I don't know what they eat, you know. what do bugs eat? I think they eat on greens and stuff, but I'm eating all my greens.
You should probably set them free.
He's on my ceiling, and I really don't want to get up there with a broom and knock him down. Yeah, right. I got like 10-foot ceilings. I can't reach that high.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to watch him, see what he does. I don't know. I'll ask the Lord if I'm supposed to feed him anything. And I'm not exactly sure how he got in here. But yeah. He crawled in. Now he's on my ceiling.
Amen. Okay. Go ahead, Judy.
Well, I just wanted to give a praise report. It's one of those little things that the Lord does that is really a big thing to you. You know, it was really a couple of us went to Etowah, which is a town about 30 miles from here, because I have a grandson that is autistic that loves trains, and I haven't been able to get a picture for him. And I usually send pictures of trains, because in Indiana I live right beside the railroad track. So I thought, well, I gotta send him a picture for his birthday. So we went to Etowah, and it was closed down. There was no trains. I mean, there was a few boxcars, but no one was around, and there was no, he likes the engines, and he memorizes the number of the engine and all this stuff. Well, we drove around and couldn't see an engine. And I was praying, oh Lord, I really need an engine for Clayton. just one engine. Well, we turned down this one road because we knew the railroad tracks went across that road, and a train went past with the engine. Well, I had to jump out and get a picture of it. I mean, I just got it, because he I mean, I just got it. But I thank the Lord that that engine just went right across, just exactly when we turned that, went down that road. So I thought that was so awesome. So thank you, Lord, for those little things that you do for us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for railroad train engines at the right time. Go ahead, Missy.
Oh, I was on, did you unmute me or did I, was I
you unmuted? You unmuted a while ago. Yeah, we've been listening to them pans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Okay, anyway.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're clanging in the kitchen. Julie, your walking stick is on the ceiling. It's dwelling in heavenly places too. Anyway, just had to say that. That came to me.
Amen.
I was going to have Merle be my cookie tester earlier, and he fell asleep on the couch, and I went in there, and he woke up or whatever, and he said he didn't want to, wasn't feeling good, and I said, well, what's wrong? And he says, I don't know, I just don't feel good. I said, you're tired? He goes, yeah, I don't feel good. So I want to pray for him. Lord, whatever this is, I just commanded to go in the name of Jesus. Forbid a spirit of infirmity, any kind of illness, anything, in the name of Jesus to go, and that Merle be healed, and that he get a good night's rest, Lord, that he be able to come up and sleep in the bed and not up and down, and just thank you, Lord, for your peace upon him and all the spirits of torment to just go from him and permit him to sleep in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Send them down here. We'll eat them.
I had Alex be my
November the 3rd.
Alex was happy to be my cookie tester.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Claire.
I just have a little testimony. Last week when we started the fast, I think it was on the first day, I was just in the shower and talking to the Lord as I do, and he gave me this song for the fast. So I've never had a song from the Lord before. It hasn't happened. And so I just kept on singing it, and then I told Rianne about it. And I'm a bit shy because, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not the next heel song prodigy by any stretch. But by faith, I sing like an angel. And so anyway, so I had the song, and Rian even put chords to it. So the whole family's been singing the song, and I can give you the words. I don't think I'll sing it for you, but basically.
No, says, no. You can't come on here and say you got a song from the Lord without singing it. Now y'all okay. Get together and let's sing
it. Please sing it. Please sing it.
Please sing it. We want to hear it. Lord bless and anoint their voices. It's going to be beautiful.
Oh Lord, anoint their
voices. It'll be fine.
Okay. So it goes. Let's start already.
Yeah, go for it.
Going hold on. Hold on. Wait, he wants to be fancy.
Oh, you can sing. Go
thank on. You, Father, for the fast. Thank you, Father, for the fast. We are holy. We are holy. We are holy. Thank you, Father, for the fast. Thank you, Father, for the fast. We are holy. We are holy. We are holy. When the seed bursts forth from fire, far more precious than the grass, we are holy, we are holy, we are holy. When the seed bursts forth from fire, far more precious than the grass, we are holy, we are holy, we are holy. Thank you, Father, for the fast. Thank you, Father, for the fast. We are holy. We are holy. We are holy. And that's all she has.
Hey, that's a beautiful song. Put the words up there on the chat.
Hey, can you sing that? I'll harmonize with you. Just the thank you, Father, for the fest. We are holy. Let me try to harmonize.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll go.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll work. Let's try. Yeah.
One, 2, 3. Thank you, Father, for the fest.
We are holy.
We are holy. We are holy.
Yeah, my voice is drowning yours out, but you kind of get the gist.
Yeah, there's a time difference.
I'll put it on, and hopefully you all get the melody from the Spirit.
Yeah, I write songs.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
That's good. You know what? It sounded from here, it sounded like an echo, which was kind of cool. Fits right in.
It's because when one microphone on Zoom, when one microphone both at the same time, it didn't. But if we were in the studio, you know, if you recorded your part, me my part, we put our voices together and harmonize.
Amen.
Well, it's kind of hard to do that with you in Brazil and her in Tasmania.
No, it's bring that people together. Are doing it all over the world.
I know that.
Yeah. They actually record each part and put it together. And there's all kinds of software.
Okay. I know.
I'm not that good at it. I mean, but I do know how to record certain things and, you know, a little seed of something.
Wow. That's well, we'll see it and then let's see what we get out of it.
Number one on the billboard. Thank you, Lord.
Get Sue in there with you and you'll have a three-part harmony.
That was a beautiful song. That was a beautiful song. Thank you, Claire and Rhea. Is that Danny?
Get Lana with them too.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you all for doing that. That was wonderful. Okay. Who wants to sing next? You raise your hand, Judy? No. Okay. Was that Sue? Oh, okay. Praise God. That was a good song. I like that song.
It's got a good tune to it.
It does, and it's got some good, easy words to it also. That's what makes a good song is the easy words. Not that you're not complex, y'all. I'm not saying that you're not. I'm just saying that that's what I like. I like easy words song. All right. Anyone else? It's been going good tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Joe's
good. Yeah, Joe, go ahead, brother.
Just a place to put a big thank you for Lord of our first good summer rain. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. All right. Ooh, I want to pray something. Lord, I ask and I pray right now that you would place it in all of our hearts, during this time of fast, to run after you with all of our hearts, Lord. To get up, jump up in the mornings, praising you, Father, and raising our funnel-type arms to be filled with the Holy Spirit every morning, to meet the day. And to put in our hearts to walk as Jesus did in power and authority in a humble and meek way. And Father, we thank you for doing that for each and every one of us. And by the end of this fast, Lord, that the mighty signs and wonders are going to follow each and every one of us everywhere we go, not because we're anybody, but because we have submitted and absolutely surrendered our life to you, Lord. Surrendered our flesh to you, that nothing matters but you, Lord. That the church, this fellowship, and the people throughout that are listening right now, would be, their hearts would be knitted together with ours in one accord. And when we get together in one accord, the world shakes because of the power and the authority that you have put upon your people. And Lord, we thank you for your humble servant, Jesus, as a guide to the way we ought to be. And I thank you for that, Father. I thank you, Lord, for your protection upon everybody here. And I thank you, Lord, for placing in our hearts to be led by your Spirit, by that inner voice, every step that we take. And I thank you for it, Father. And I thank you, Lord, to place it in everybody that's listening to my voice right now. Great and bold faith to believe that when we pray, and we believe what we pray, that we're going to have it. It makes no never mind what it is. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Just like Peter, when he'd walk out and people thought that if they could just get under his shadow, they'd be healed, delivered, and set free. And Father, I thank you for that. I thank you for placing that bold faith, love, and the power of the Spirit in each one of us, that we have laid our flesh on the altar. And we praise you, Father, for the work that you're doing in each and every one of us, Lord. We know we can't do it. It has to be you. And we thank you, Lord, for coming alive in every one of us in a great and mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We just praise you, Father, for what you're doing in us right now. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit just lap around this room right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Fill us, Lord, completely with your Spirit. Oh, my, thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Ooh, my, 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 my. Anybody else want to pray? I feel like I could lift up off this seat right now and just float right on out of here. Come on, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless them cookies that Missy's making. That if somebody eats those, they're going to be instantly filled with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. She ain't even listening. You don't get if you don't listen. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Pat.
Hey, I have a song that the Lord gave me, but I want to try and use my guitar, so I'm going to go upstairs and get my guitar and just try it over the computer, see if it works.
All right? Yeah, it'll work. It'll work. You go get it. Aaron, you got some kind of electronic device that we can filter in there and get all the bad stuff out and make nothing but good stuff come out.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I just know I have a cousin of mine.
Who's I'm just kidding.
No, he's been doing. Yes, he's a music engineer. He used to play for Metallica, and then the Lord touched his heart. He came to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's now a youth pastor and he left the band, Metallica, of course. And he's a music engineer. And here in Brazil, he's pastoring the youth, and he does recordings of people and puts them together and creates like a video for during COVID for their YouTube channel.
Awesome. So,
yeah, that's why I know it's like, it's possible, you know, but when I want to record something, like when I translate a worship song from English to Portuguese, which is very hard to do because you need to rhyme and have it fit in with the amount of syllables and still keep the meaning. But, you know, I'm fluent in both languages. So I was able to translate several songs from English to Portuguese, and some from Portuguese to English also. But I go into the bathroom and record it because the bathroom has great echo and reverb. And I just do that with my phone right now, but until we can have access to a recording studio. Yeah.
Amen.
It's a great place to record.
Make me sound good.
Well, we could put it in the you get reverb is a good place as the bathroom because it echoes off the walls, you know.
That's where I sound the best. Yeah,
I like to sing in the shower.
yeah
the great reverb.
Yeah, all right, hit it there, Pat. Break it on down for us, brother. You're going to have to unmute. There you go.
Yeah, I'm looking to get rid of my my earbuds here and go back to the main speaker. You haven't been quietly waiting for me to go up there.
Yeah. We've just been waiting for your voice to go up.
Sorry.
No, you know we ain't going to wait around on you. Anybody.
There's
going to be some talking. Yeah, no, we.
I'm going to hold on just a second here.
There's no quiet people in this group.
There we go.
Mary.
Can you hear me?
Is that Megan?
Yes, yeah, sir, we can. You.
Cool. Can you hear the guitar? All right.
Very much so.
So, when I mentioned that the Lord gave me a song, it's probably been about 6 months ago. And what happened is I was, when I get out of bed in the morning, the first thing I do is I kind of pray the first song that's coming. I pray the first thoughts that the Lord gives me. And these were the thoughts that the Lord gave me. And I hopped in the shower and I just kept thinking about those over and over. So what I usually do in the morning, I'll go make coffee and then go down and jump on my computer and start to read, pray, and whatever. And the first thing I do is I kind of put down in my journal a prayer or, you know, what I was thinking there, kind of write it down so I don't lose it. And when I started writing it down, it kind of had a bit of a rhythm to it. And so I noticed that my prayer that I prayed kind of rhymed a little bit. So, and I just kept going, and I ended up writing the whole song and I never really got a chance to do any reading or anything like that. But so that night I came home, and I put music to it, and it just kind of all fell together. Now, the unique thing about it is that I know this is from the Lord, because it was based upon the one of the scriptures that I've been thinking about for a long time, and I think it's Hebrews. And so this song is kind of off of that verse. Sorry, I don't have my mouse on me because I turned my Bluetooth off. But I'm going to read this scripture before I go much further. It's basically Hebrews 10:14. It says, "For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." And it really, the Lord has had me on that scripture for a long time, simply because of the aspect of his perfectness and completeness of this salvation experience. So this song is kind of off of that. Now, the other little thing is when I envisioned this, was thinking about this song, I had kind of a reggae type of a beat. This is what was going over in my mind. But it didn't come out that way, and I'm just going to let you figure out what it sounds like. But it sounds to me like a little bit of old-time Fiddler's Festival type music or whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the other thing is I'm not a singer, so you're going to have to work through this with me.
Spirit from the Father. the truth alive. You are the way, good Father. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me into this perfect place in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me and placing me in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me into this perfect place in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me, placing me in Jesus. Walk in the light of His Word through the Spirit from the Father. You are the way, the truth, the life. You are the way to Father. Walk in the light of His Word, Holy Spirit guiding. You are the way, the truth, the life. Jesus, we're abiding. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me into this perfect place in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me and placing me in Jesus. You are the life within us, this perfect place in Jesus, this perfect place in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Pat McKnight, country
praise
gentleman.
Lord.
Is that country or what?
Wait, that
yeah,
was
that's
country,
country.
Country gentleman.
That's a touch of, yeah, touch of country.
Country, yeah.
I'm not a country and western guy. I know it's got to be from the Lord because I would never do something like that.
That was good.
That was a good song.
That was absolutely
It was very,
good.
Very good.
Amen.
Hey, Michael. It.
Yes, I can't. My guitar broke.
No, when I heard Pat, you sound a little bit like Johnny Cash, but not quite.
You got the black on.
Yeah, that was good.
Uh-oh.
Pat, you need some twang, though. You just need to get that twang in there.
I know, but I wasn't from the South. You know that.
Talk to Michael a while. You'll get it.
I'm working on it. I'm fixing to.
Well, you go for it, brother. Don't you let them make fun of you or your way you talk either, because I know I don't talk funny. They all talk funny. Every one of them.
They're all foreigners.
Now, that is a very good song. It's got great words to it that would bless
yes,
a lot
it
of people. It is. It's got very good.
You know what? And, I've been singing. The other thing is every morning, literally every morning, when I get up, that song is on my mind, and I'm singing that every day in the shower. Matter of fact, I know how long I'm showering because I sing that song all the way through. So. But it's like the Lord just laid that on my heart, and it's there now, you know. So, anyway, Lord bless you.
Amen. That was great. That was good. Thank you so much.
Loved it, Pat.
Yeah. Now we know. See, you have opened the door. You and Claire and Rion have opened the door. So now we're going to call on y'all. Y'all the song leaders. All right, Joe, you got a song? No. Okay, buddy. All right. Anybody else got something they'd like to share? Dave, you gonna sing a song? All right. Listen, I do want to bring up something. I got a note from Kathleen, and wanted some clarification on Jesus' spirit. And so, rather than rely on my puny brain, I went and asked David, and we sat down and we talked about it for quite a while. And here's what we came up with that is the truth, because it's backed up by scripture. This is where David set me right. It's just a matter of semantics, mostly. Let me get to turn to Ezekiel chapter 26. You were right, Missy. Ezekiel's chapter 26.
Sorry, it's chapter 36, I think.
36, verse, yeah, you're right.
36:26, I believe is
right. Yeah, 36, it is.
26 and 27.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you'll turn to Ezekiel 36, thank you, Jenny. Verse 26, and I'm going to read it. It says, "A new heart also will I give you. A new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep mine ordinances and do them." Okay, what he's talking about there, he throws our spirit out and replaces that spirit with a new spirit. That spirit there is cleansed, sanctified, and righteous at that time. That's where salvation comes in. He takes our spirit and gives us a new spirit. We're a new creation, yeah, in Christ Jesus, Judy said. That's correct. We are. And then the next spirit in 27, "And I will put my spirit within you," is the Holy Spirit, God the Father's spirit, that we ask him to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that's the power from on high to make us look like Jesus. That's the spirit that gives us the power and teaches us to be like Jesus. So and I was asking him, I said, "Now you're saying that the spirit of Jesus is not a, it doesn't come into us." He said, "Oh yeah, the spirit of Jesus." And I'm saying, but it's the spiritual aspect that comes in from the Holy Spirit to our new spirit that makes us like Jesus. Okay, Jesus, what he did was found out he followed the Father. Everything he did from the Father, and they both are full of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, but the spirit that we get on salvation is a brand new spirit. Our spirit's done away with. We get a brand new spirit. And if you feed that spirit with the Word of God and you get filled with the Spirit to allow him to help you with the power to die to flesh, then you'll look like Jesus. And then you'll be 100-fold or 60-fold or 30-fold part of Jesus. Does that make sense? Has anybody got any questions on that? Now, that was a revelation to me, because I had always thought. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Are you saying that the spirit of Jesus comes into us also?
The spirit, your spirit, not an entity, okay? Not the entity of Jesus' spirit. Your spirit is completely replaced by the spirit that God gives you, this new spirit. The Holy Spirit then teaches, gives you the power to come into the nature, character, and authority of Jesus. It's the same thing, it's just different semantics. The Jesus has three parts. He has a spirit, a body, and a soul. We have a spirit, a body, and a soul. The only spirit, I'm talking about an entity, that comes into us upon asking is the Holy Spirit. But the Lord himself, upon our confession of faith, gives us a new spirit. Our spirit, Michael's spirit's gone. I've got a new spirit when I came to Jesus. Y'all, the same way. It's a clean, sanctified spirit. And then from that point on, he wants us to believe by faith that we're walking like Jesus, like it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18. That makes sense? It doesn't?
Yeah.
It does or does not?
It Leon, makes sense. I don't know whether I got my head around it yet though.
Okay. Leon, you got a question?
Well, that sounds like the Spirit of Christ coming into you.
It is the Spirit of Christ. It's a renewed, sanctified spirit, but it is not the entity. It's not from, it's not Jesus' spirit. It's
keep going.
Jesus' spirit.
Huh?
What happened to Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus?
He still got it.
He's also God too. All right. So, and Jesus was created.
And so are you.
Yes. But Jesus is the kragma, the image that God the Father wants in all of us. That's the image. Jesus is the standard. And that's what he's putting in every one of us as Christian, as Christ-like, is Jesus. We're coming in the image of Jesus. That's that spirit, that image that he wants in us. And then the Holy Spirit comes in us and brings it all about in fruition, fills it up even more, makes it fuller.
Well, that part I understand, you know.
That's it. But at the same time, you can't – we do have to understand Jesus is fully God also. He's not the Father, but – once he went back into heaven, then the Holy Spirit was able to come down and recreate all that in us and make it magnify us in us, what he wanted to do with Christ's spirit. But Jesus had to leave before that could happen. He couldn't stay and still, he had to go back up and be manifested fully God for the rest of that to work in our lives.
Yeah, I understand that too. Didn't we look and find multiple areas where it talked about the Spirit of Christ? And you have to have the Spirit of Christ or else you're not his before you get the Spirit of God.
And they both inhabit us. They both dwell in us. Just like
I understand that too, but he's saying
the Spirit. Let me see if I can.
The Spirit of Christ.
The Spirit of Christ, the letter kills and the Spirit brings life. And we're talking a spiritual thing here. We're not talking about an entity that enters into you from Jesus. It's the Spirit of Christ that enters you as the Holy Spirit teaches you and brings it to pass. It says here, this is... and a new spirit will I put within you and will take away the stony heart of your flesh. a new spirit is your spirit being changed out to a new spirit. You have a sanctified spirit upon salvation. Mm-hmm. And it is, spiritually speaking, the spirit of Christ. And that's what we want. But it's not the entity from Jesus, the spirit into you. It's the spiritual aspect of his nature, character, and authority in you.
Okay.
It's also in chapter 17 of John. It goes through that somewhat. He talks about being all in one. I could read some of it, but go ahead.
Romans, looking at Romans 8 and 9. Romans chapter 8. And they that are in, this is in numerics. And they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so, he that God's spirit dwelleth in you. But if any has not Christ's spirit, he is none of his. And if Christ Amen. Is in and if Christ is in you, the body is indeed dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
Amen.
So Christ in us is his spirit, but it has to grow, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the spirit of Christ, and Christ was...
Yeah, so that would be like the new spirit that comes into us when we receive mm-hmm. Jesus. It's the new spirit in us that comes into us as Christ, but he has to grow up, right?
Yes.
30, 50, 100-fold.
Yep.
And then the Holy Spirit helps us to be able to do that.
He gives us the power to do that, to be overcomers.
So another question I have is the
Holy Spirit can't come into us until we believe in Christ.
Right.
That's right. Right.
The question I have is when Jesus breathed into the disciples after he ascended, that was that his spirit that came in?
The what? Christ.
When Jesus breathed into the John, I think it's John 20 something. I don't know what verse, but it's John 20, chapter 20. He breathed into them, the disciples, he breathed into them after he ascended from heaven. Was that his spirit that he breathed into them?
That was the Holy Spirit.
That says the Holy Spirit.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
That was my question last week, or my right. statement last week, and Pat put the verse on there. I looked for it and didn't see it. I was in John 20 too, but John it does 20. Say Holy Spirit.
Okay.
John 20:22.
Yeah. Hey, Rayon's got it up there in the chat.
Julie, received the Holy Spirit, yeah.
Okay. Julie, you had your hand up before anybody and I couldn't get to you. Go ahead.
That's okay. I posted it in the chat. What I was thinking was,
oh, okay.
Was in John 14, because it talks about, you know, our obedience and loving the Lord, you know, that he would come and make his abode in us and his Father would make his abode in us, as we're the holy temple of God. And that's where he does his work in us, is making us holy.
Amen. All right, Pat.
I was thinking, when you're saying and by the way, that has got to be one of my favorite verses in Ezekiel, that whole place in that chapter. But what I was, when you were saying that when we receive the Lord, we go out of existence and we die and then we receive the spirit.
No, you receive a new spirit. You receive a new spirit, at that time. You remember how you felt? I don't know. I know how I felt when I came to Jesus. I felt clean.
Right.
You don't have to feel anything. We do it by faith, but that's what happened.
That's born again.
The thing that I was thinking is that I've always looked at the, that area, where that time in our lives when we come to the Lord, and I obviously look back at Mary, and how Jesus started. Obviously, when he came by believing the word of God, by Mary believing the word and accepting it and agreeing with that word, brought forth unity, agreement that allowed Jesus, the overpowering of the Holy Spirit, to create Jesus within Mary, impregnate Mary. And in like fashion, when we receive the word of God, Jesus was born in us. It had to happen at the same time. And so I've always, and I go back to that, even that scripture that I started that song with, that in one sacrifice, Jesus sanctified. He was talking about sanctification there, but in one sacrifice, he saved us from our sins. We received forgiveness of sins, and he took away, in that same sacrifice, he took away our sinful nature and nailed it to a cross. So when, I guess the way I was seeing the new birth, or that receiving of Jesus, is not, say, not going out of existence and then receiving a separate thing. Because if we were to, say, die, we lose our awareness of being here. There's an awareness thing. If we cease to exist, we lose awareness, and then receive Jesus, we then become aware, but we're not aware of our old, our previous life. And I'm sure that I was well aware of everything. All I knew that when I found the Lord Jesus, is that my whole perspective, my whole life changed. My whole inner seeing, everything changed. And so I kind of thought that it was more like a death and resurrection into a new life, because I never lost awareness. I never lost awareness of the old life. But I had a new spirit of seeing. I had a new seeing. And so I always took it that life of Jesus now, that spirit of Jesus in me, was as a result of believing his word, the very same way that Mary believed that word of God. And so we have the spirit of Jesus in it, because we received it in the same way. It's the same source. It generated it within us as in Jesus. Jesus himself, his physical and his spiritual being, is now sitting at the right hand of God, but his spirit, the same creation that created him, shall we say, is within us, because it's the same word. That's all. I'll just leave it there. Let it hang.
Okay. All right. Somebody else had to hand up. Yeah, you're.
Yeah, I have a way of seeing this. There's a verse, it's Hebrews 4:12, right? It says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It pierces even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So it's talking about a division between soul and spirit. So when I think about a soul, it's our psyche, it's our mind, it's our emotions. It's, you know, if you look at, a lot of people say, well, you know, cats and dogs don't have souls. And I always say they don't have a spirit. However, they have souls because they understand words. My cat knew both the word cat in Portuguese and in English, you know, so there's a soul there, but they don't have a spirit. And what I believe that happens when, because scripture is very clear in saying that we were all dead before we met the Lord Jesus, like before we actually converted to the Lord, Ephesians 2:1, you were dead in your trespasses and sins. So our spirit was completely dead. Our soul wasn't. We were still talking. And going around, you know, doing things, but we weren't, but our spirit was dead. So when we actually repent and put our faith in the Lord Jesus, then then we go to Ezekiel where it says, let me go just to this part where it says, "And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk." So then his Holy Spirit actually gives us a new spirit, right? Because we were dead. Our spirits were dead before the Holy Spirit. And then what happens is that the more that we just lean on the Lord, have faith in what he is going to do in us, he starts to then remove our flesh or crucify our flesh, which is the old nature. And the Holy Spirit starts to take over and transform our fallen nature when we allow him to, and we put it, the flesh on the altar. And that's the part of, "I will give you a new heart." But I don't believe that he wipes out our identity. I believe that he gives us a new identity in us. Like, all of us have our own individual DNA. There's nobody that's like us in the whole world. We have our own fingerprints, right? So God created us unique, and he gives us a new heart through leaning on the Holy Spirit. He gives us a new, we're a new creature, you know, Christ in you, hope of glory. So we are to be transformed as the nature of Christ, but I'm still Aaron. I'm Aaron in Christ, and the Aaron without Christ is supposed to be crucified. And the more I allow the Holy Spirit to take over, the less of the old fleshly Aaron exists, just like Michael still exists, but now it's Michael in Christ. And the old Michael, we are to constantly battle against that fallen nature and crucify it by faith. That's how I see it.
Okay. All right. Who else got the hand up? Yeah, Dave.
Remember Olden Hetrick in that book about the vision of heaven he had when he was in heaven? And he was talking about Jesus coming into his mansion, because Jesus was showing, you know, he was being shown his mansion and stuff when he was in heaven. And here's a statement about this. He says, "This mansion has three stories with 5-story tower in the front right corner. A large double door in its towers takes us up into a large circular vestibule about 20 feet in diameter. To the right, a door leads to a large banquet room, and to the left leads to a large living room or social hall." He's just talking about this house, this mansion he's got. "In the center, in the stairway to the upper floors, and a door to the kitchen and the back of the house. The backyard is a garden of spices, flowers, fruits, and nuts, with rose arbor hiding places or companions fellowship together with Jesus, it says. And then he says, on earth, on earth, Jesus appeared only one place at a time. But here, he's talking about in heaven, Jesus appears many places at the same time. When Jesus went back to heaven, he took on his heavenly realm. He took on his who he is as God. He is God again. When he was on the earth, he was man. When he went back up in heaven, he became fully Son of God. And he has abilities that he didn't show down here that he has up there, because he came fully God again. He took on that full Godhead. But he left that when he came here, and he depended fully on the Father. He still had a spirit, he had a body, he had a soul. He went back up there, and now he's fully God again. He was fully God, but he didn't bring that with him in earth. Now he has that back in heaven. Just like the Father can be in many places at one time, so can Jesus. So understand about that, about Jesus. He's not just, he is the Son of God, which is just like the Father in many ways. He's just not greater than the Father.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Leon.
Yeah. Well, I'm like David. I'm a simple guy. So I'm going to put this in simple words. So what you're saying is that when we get saved, we get Jesus gives us his nature, character, and authority. And because we get saved, because we become born again, God gives us a new spirit. Okay? And then as we progress, we can ask for the Holy Spirit. Would that be okay? Is that what you're trying to do?
When you get saved, yeah. When you get saved, you get a new spirit. And that's when you can get the Holy Spirit right then.
Right.
You can get saved and the Holy Spirit simultaneously.
At the same time, right, yeah.
Yeah. And that's a good thing. That's a great thing, as a matter of fact.
Okay, and, but you were saying it wasn't the Spirit of Christ.
It wasn't the entity of the Spirit of Christ.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It is the Spirit of Christ because it all comes from God, right?
Right. Yeah.
Entity is I have a spirit, you have a spirit, Dave has a spirit, Rion has a spirit, everybody has their own spirit, right? Jesus had his own spirit. The spirit that Jesus...
I want to know what an entity is.
I know, I'm trying to get there. I'm learning myself. An entity is the spirit of God, the spirit of Christ himself coming in to our spirit and replacing our spirit with Jesus's own spirit. It's that God changes our spirit.
Right. Well, we're saying the spirit. Same thing. It's just, like you said, semantics.
It's semantics, yeah. Well, it all ends up in the same place, and that's Jesus. We all want to look like Jesus.
Yeah, I understand.
And that's what we're striving for. And all this, the Lord gives us a different spirit upon salvation.
Right.
It's not Jesus's personal spirit that comes into us.
Right.
If that makes sense. Yeah, there you go. The seed of Christ's spirit. Thank you, Rhea. Amen. Yeah, Pat.
Just one quick. The Lord gave me something. I don't know, it's been a few months back now, but it was, and I don't know if it ties in here or not, but I was kind of thinking, it's kind of a mindset, you know, like one spirit, one person, one body, like us. But spirits, let's say the Holy Spirit, is not limited to nor are the spirits. I asked the Lord to show, to show me, and I don't remember what I was even questioning about, but he gave me this the verse. I think it's in Kings 8. I think it was Ahab, maybe King Ahab, and he was asking, I think, from Micaiah. Stuff's coming back to me now. To tell him if he should go out against the whatever the Syrians or something like that, and so I think Micaiah comes back and he says, yes, go, you know, win the battle, you know, go for it, and then of course the king said, listen, I told you to tell me the truth. Don't be giving me give me the truth here. I've always told you to tell me. So he said, you're going to go out and you're going to fall. And he said that the Lord was in heaven. And he said, who will go out and convince Ahab to go out and fall? And one spirit came up and said, I will go. And he went. And he became a lying spirit in the hearts of all of Ahab's false prophets at that time. So that one spirit went out and became a spirit in every one of those prophets. So those spirits in the spirit realm are not limited to being able to affect more than, you know, say one. They're not attached to one body, so to speak, as I was kind of thinking at the time. Neither is the Holy Spirit. He is everywhere, you know. So it was just, I don't know if that fits in with the plan or the thoughts, whatever, but I just thought I'd toss it out.
Okay. Anybody else? I hope I didn't confuse everybody.
Well, I see it as the Holy Spirit work is to transform us.
That's right.
Into the image of the nature and character of Christ. But we still have our personality, which each person is unique, right? So, but the Holy Spirit is in our spirit because we were dead. That's what several verses said, that we were dead. You know, I have a friend of mine who says, "Oh, I was talking to dead people. These are people who don't know the Lord, right?" So he likes to joke around like that. But the Holy Spirit comes in and then he transforms our spirit actually gives us a spirit because we were dead and is now in the process of working in our hearts as we allow and put it in the altar. Because he's the only one that can do the work of transformation that happens. He's the only one that can actually transform our character is God. Like, we can't do it ourselves. Flesh can't That's overcome right. flesh. So it is the Holy Spirit, Christ in us, hope of glory. And I mean, this reminds me of, I had somebody, an employer, she worked for me for many years. She was a real born-again Christian. And after many years, she left, and then she came to visit me because we were really good friends. And I was her employer. She came to my home and sat on the sofa, and she was saying that the Lord had told her to actually commit herself into an insane asylum that used to exist here in Salvador. And when she was saying that, in my heart, I was like, yeah, right. You know, like, I doubted that the Lord had told her to do that. I was completely doubting what she was saying. Like, I was thinking, that doesn't sound right. But as soon as I doubted what she was saying, this was the only time I actually saw the Lord with my own physical eyes and plain daylight. I had my eyes open and I was looking at her and I saw Jesus come right out of her, like a spirit, right? I knew it was Jesus, but he was like coming right out of her. I couldn't see details, but I could see it was like his spirit. And he was like, and I just like sat there with my mouth open and I tried to tell her, you know, I didn't want to scare him away or something, you know what I mean? Like, so I was just quiet. I'm seeing Jesus right now. He's coming right out of you. Like, it was, I could see him, but he was transparent. And it was the Lord telling me what she's saying is true. Don't doubt what she's saying. And then he went right back in. That never happened to me. Like, with my eyes open to see Jesus, other than that moment, this was years ago, probably about 16 years ago. But it was Jesus coming out of her. You know, so I don't know if that adds or confuses more, but that's what, that was my experience.
Well, that's the ultimate goal that we're looking for, is Jesus in us completely, a hundredfold. That's what God wants. He wants to, fellowship with us at a hundredfold. He wants us all to be up here on the top floor. And that's what the Holy Spirit's job is. And our job is to have faith to believe that he's doing it. The only way you're going to have faith to believe that he's doing it is by getting in the Word and allowing the Word to work in you, to know that God's doing it. Okay, we're about out of time.
Michael?
Yes.
I was thinking of Galatians 3:16. It talks about Christ being our seed. Our seed is Christ. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about in the beginning how there was two trees. And we need to partake of the tree of life. But I was thinking, you know, how a husband and wife, when they have a child, it's the seed from each one of them, right? So could not that, you know, that new spirit be related to the seed of Christ in us that comes into us?
Yeah.
In Galatians 3:16, it talks about that. So that seed, the seed in us, when I think about that, I think of planting seeds, you know, in the ground, and the ground is in our heart. And the only way we're going to gain or grow in Christ, or that tree will grow in him from this new spirit, would be to get the Word in us and get his person in us being renewed being renewed in our mind. Then it's like that 30, 60, 100-fold gets grown. You know, I was just thinking about how he relates the parables of the garden, how our heart is the garden and the Word is the seeds. But that we need the ultimate seed first, which is Christ in us. Maybe that's the new spirit that comes into us.
It's the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
Well, it's just like a seed of an oak tree. Mm-hmm. You bury that seed of an oak tree, it's dead, right? It dies. Mm-hmm. It stays in the grave. But what comes out? The new tree comes out and it grows up to sometimes can be 100 foot tall.
Yeah.
Well, not an oak tree, but anyway, it'd be pretty high, 60, 70 feet tall. And but the seed is still in the ground. It's dead. The outer flesh is dead, right? It's still dead. It's still in the grave. And that's where God wants us. He wants us to be dead to the flesh.
Right.
But alive in the Spirit of Christ.
We got to water that seed of Christ in us.
That's right. Water it with the washing of the water of the Word.
Yeah. So when maybe that's like
we're that out of time. Yeah.
The new spirit of is Christ, the seed of Christ in us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're out of time. Go ahead, Andrew, but just a short thing here now.
Yeah, and each oak tree is different.
Yeah, each oak tree is different. That's right.
Yeah. But they're all Jesus' oak trees.
Amen. They certainly are. Praise God. And on that note, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for leading this bunch tonight, because that's exactly what it looks like has happened. And Father, we just praise you and we glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for answering all our prayers. We know they're answered. We know we're going to be looking forward to the testimony. And Lord, we just give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing in us. Give us all a good night's sleep tonight, Lord. And when we wake up in the morning, give us that supernatural Holy Spirit energy. We just jump right out of the bed and say, praise God, we're with you, Lord. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
See you. Good night, everyone.